Today's shir is Simon Chav Zayin. We're up to Beis. Haminag hanachon shiye hayud shel kesher tefila shel yad letzad halev. So the correct placement is this minug of having the yud of the kesher. It should be on the inside towards the heart. V'hat tefila, that's the bias itself, olav letzad chutz, and that's on next to it, not underneath it, but on the same level, but it's outside. One should be careful that the yud, which is made by the kesher, should not become separated from the actual bias itself of the tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatin Zayin, Haminag Hanachon, I'm a bir hagro shakos de dina de gemara who lepeir shagaonim. So according to the gaonim, this is actually a requirement, not a minhag, but actually a din. It must be done. Ches shiyehe hayud. I'm a bir halacha shekasavnu shenochon lizohar shlo yarchiv harbe es kefil hakesher kefil kesher haaniva haritzua. There is both that you shouldn't have the loop that you're going to be using to put your arm through shouldn't be very large. Kedei shitehe gam makom hiduk haritzua samach latzafilin litzad halev. So that the place we actually are attaching it to should be close next to the heart. Tess, olav. Ein roitzulam doesn't mean shite hatzefila munachas al hayud. Don't think that the tefila, that the bias itself, should be on the top of the yud. The vadik is certainly beinyan shite hayud. Eitz la tefila b'shove v'lo b'nitachteha. It should be side by side on the same level and not underneath it. Rak roitzulam, what it means to say delafisha hu mate hatzefilin letzad haguf k'moshe kosev sif aleph, that it's going, that's going to be directly on the goof. L'chein nikra yud shel tzad haguf l'mata tefila olav letzad ma'alo. So what the Mishnah Berurah is explaining over here is that we saw in Sif Aleph that we want the tefillin, when you're standing up and your arm is, you know, straight down, the tefillin is leaning in towards the lave, right? We saw that was what we said, Aleph Avecha. Therefore, that's why it's called being like higher and lower. But it's not really on the same thing, but it's what says that the tefillin is lamal, is above it, because it's like, so to speak, on the outside, leaning in. And the yud is what's called lower, but it's really on the same level. That's what he's calling. Okay, yud. Yesh lizahar. This is the idea that we should be very careful that we should not have the yud separating from the bias itself. Uvizor parshas pinchas machmir ma'oid be'inyin zeh. It's based upon a zohar, which is very strict in this regards. V'yesh machmirin degam kishahin b'toch kisan tzrichin lizahar b'zeh. And also to be strict when the tefillin is already wrapped up. I mean, not when you're wearing it, but still while it's sitting in the case, that you should also not have it separated. Shlotazu's klal hayud. It should be not distant at all. Umitam zeh, so for this reason, or to maintain that it's close by both when it's in the wrapping. Yesh nohagin lekshor hayud im chut shel gid im hatefillin. They will have a little gid, a string that will tie this there. V'roy levatel zeh, but he does not like this minhag. Because if you have this tied around, then it's going to become a chatzitza between the skin and the actual tefillin. So I looked, my tefillin had the gid, but it's not tied in a way that's underneath it. It's just tied, it's going through the mabarta. Also, since you get away with the minhag of tying the ritzua underneath the place, again, the titor is the box, the bottom part of the tefillin, to have a gamkein chatzitza, because that would be a chatzitza. And Yud Aleph says, meha tefila, the idea that the yud should be attached to it. The yachtoch betitura milamalo vihei. V'hadeg, I'm sorry, hayud im habayis. So that's what we do. We have the little cutaway piece that the yud can kind of snuggle in right in there, and it's not going to become separated. Okay, gimel. Haminag hanachon l'sakein shambarta shebo haritzu overes tehei munachas litzad hakosef v'haketzitza litzad hayad. So we want to have the mavarta is the place where the ritzua passes through. And that's where we want that to be, on the top part towards the shoulder, and we want the ketzitza, which is the bottom side of the bias of the tefillin, to be down by the hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Gimel, haketzitza, the itur, let's say if you have a lefty, haminiach tefillin, mimi she'enu itur, he's borrowing a righty's tefillin, ol hefech, if you have a righty's borrowing a lefty's tefillin, that's all they have. So if you're going to put it on as it is, that's going to be not following what the minhag is. You're going to have the ketzitza upside down. You're not able to take it out and to attach it the correct way. So it says, I'm a bir halacha. So the bir halacha brings a machlokis between the Chai Adam over here and the, who is this, the Shvus Yaakov. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry, the Shar. Where am I? No, bir halacha. Here we go. Starts at the bottom. That's why I got a little bit lost. It starts right here. Ha-minhug ha-nachal nesakin. Becholzeh. Misha who eater, right, you have a lefty, the ain lo rak tefila shel ain't a eater, and all you got is a righty, or lehefech, or your lefty, and your righty, all you got is a lefty, is yochel hafech lehaniach hakatzitz letzad hakosef, you're allowed to flip it upside down, and therefore you're going to have the katzitza, which is the bottom part of it, that's going to be towards your shoulder, meaning towards your armpit, the mavarta letzad hayad, and you're going to have the part where the tefillin ritzua passes through, that's going to be what we would consider upside down, it's going to be down towards the, toward facing closer to your hand. This is better than having it, putting it close to your heart and having the yud on the other side. Even though that what we said is a minhag, dina de gemara who lepirish hagionim. The gaonim held this is really a requirement. This must be done. And the one who argues on this Shvus Yaakov is now Va'ein Bechai Adam. He says differently. Ost Yud Galad. Delo Hizker Shei Sham Eitzazu. The Shvus Yaakov doesn't bring this whole idea at all about the living. For who costs of Sham? He writes the Tov. The better thing to do Im Yoch Lehotzi Haritzua. Take it out. Lahachnisim Etzad Achir Kedei Sheiteh Yud Samach Lelev. In order you can get this requirement of having the Yud close to your heart. So even though you're flipping the Tefillah, you're going to be putting on the right. You're going to have the Yud close there. Afa Pi Shein Yoch Lehafach Hakesher Shel Yud Sheiteh Pane Letzad Habayis. You're not going to have it facing the Bayis. Al Koponim Lo Yizbatam the Mitzvah Tefillin Avur Zeh V'Yani. This is how you should put on your tefillin. Ein sham. Wrote to Lomer. After ye kesher hayud litzad chutz, even though the yud's going to be on the outside, that tefillin litzad halev, you have your tefillin close to the heart. So which do you follow? Mr. Burr is now going to be machriya between this machlokis of the Shvus Yaakov and the Chai Adam. Bevaray tov yoyser lasos keha Shvus Yaakov. He thinks that the correct thing to do is like the Shvus Yaakov, to put it on without inverting the strap, putting it in. According to many, this is actually required by the Gemara. Kemosha kosav hagro, v'afilu im yochel lehoitzi haritzua, gam kim yesh la'ayin. Even you could take out the ritzua, you still have to think about this, look into a little bit more. Dulai masha hayud lo yeponav klape habayis lo nechshav yud. If it's not going to be facing the way that normal is towards the bayis, the top part of the tefillah, maybe that's not called a yud. V'al koponim be'eni yochel lehoitzi yasek ha-shvus Yaakov. So what he writes that one should follow the opinion of the Shvus Yaakov, and that's what's hinted at here at the end of Sifkatin Yud Beis, which says, go look what it says in Bir Halacha. Okay, now we start at Dalid. Lo yehi davar choytzeit bein tefillin levasaro. You shouldn't have anything that's a separation, that's interposing between your tefillin and your skin. Lo shna shel yad, lo shna shel rosh. Doesn't matter, we're talking about the tefillin on your hand or on your head. Hagav v'davk b'tefillin. This is talking about tefillin. Aval b'ritzuos ein lehakpid. We're going to see why it's not going to be a problem if the ritzu would be underneath. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel lo yehei. You shouldn't have anything in between. Dechsiv al yadecho on your hand. B'tefillin shel rosh ksiv beinei necha. So it should be between your eyes. Nothing in between. Dover chotitz yudalid afila chatzitza koldahu, even the smallest little thing. Nochel nizar lechatchila vafila bekina chaya, even a bug that's alive. Show you, hey, mafsig ben tefillin the bosser. You know, don't show any bugs on you. Va'alkoponim bekina mesa va'offer yishli zahar. Right, you certainly should be careful about a dead bug or any type of dirt that's there. Va'alkein therefore yesh nogin lirchotz malkam hanachas tefillin. People wash themselves to make sure it's clean, that there's nothing there. The fact you have a strap there in between your tefillin and your skin is not a chatzitza, because the min b'mina ain't a chotzetz. It's the same material. It's the same item. It's tefillin. Tefillin can't be a hefsek with the tefillin. It's going to be a chatzis, I'm sorry, with the tefillin. With Vusei Srad, Hetakti le'eo b'simen, Sifkatan yud, Mashmi d'nochel nachi l'achmir b'zeh. We should be careful about this if we could. Then we said there's no difference whether it is a chatzis, a problem, whether it's your head or your arm. Losh nashel rosh, kosov b'sefer machzis hashekel. The ra alai hamayseh shel oisan anashim shemagadlin beloro sehen. It's a very bad thing. These guys that grow their bangs, their long hair in front. Mivadki who's a, I'm sorry, Miladki who derech shachat the gaiva. It's an ego thing to have a fancy schmancy hairdo. Ein mar shekosu biyuradeya simin kufayin ches yesh bo iser b'hanachas to film. There's an additional problem here that's going to be chatitza. Dekeven digedolim harbe lake lemeimar b'hu haina revisaihu. You can't say this is the normal way that it is. You're growing it out over there. The chotis, and therefore it is a chatitza ayin sham. Uvalav chatitza nami b'shvil hani so'arus merubim iyashar letzamseim shehe mehudokim munachim almokim Makoman Kedin. And even because of that, you won't be able to place them there because there's so much hair in that location, you won't be able to have it in its correct spot. Then we saw the end, he says, though, you don't have to be machpid on the Ritzuos. V'achronim kosu de'ein lahakil. We shouldn't be lenient. Rakun makom ha'krichos. Krichos, where they're actually the winding of the Ritzuos are. Avamash shayach lahakshira. When you're tying it, yesh lahakmir af Ritzuos. In that case, where you're tying it, there should not have the Ritzuos underneath it. Bei mishel yad, bei mishel rosh. Both by the shell, the hand and the head tefillin. V'kosu tochachas magula al hamanichim tefillin al gabe pei anochris hanikra purak. They put on a toupee. They should not do this. Vafilu imrak haritzua munach al peya nochris. Even if you have the ritzua is on the toupee, but not the actual tefillin. Mikomalka mashmi midivri hamagin avram lachay adam. De'im yesh lo maki berosh. If you would have a cut or a wound on your head, rakum makom hasharetzus munachos lo bemakom hakatzitza. Then the place where the ritzuas are going to be motul haniach ritzuas al gabe semar tutin. These like bandages shal hamake o agabe kova dakar. We'll see coming up about putting like a thin layer hat or something over that. Levorich afal gab yesh. You're making a bracha, even though there is either this type of bandage or something, this small hat that's covering the head and the ritzua. Cave into the makom haketzitza in chetzitza. The plaque actually where the tefillin itself is, that's not chetzitza. Okay, v'chein so too b'shel yad im yesh lo mak. If you would have on your hand, your arm or something like that, afilu b'makom hakef hakesher. Even place where it's going around the hand, you can put on these bandages, and with a bracha. That it should be a sign for you and not for others. And just to end off today's shiur, the dirshi brings a tshuva from Ramosha. What about a person who has hair transplants? Is that a chatzitza? So Ramosha says no, because once they've been transplanted, they're permanently. But what about a person who has a toupee they could take off and on whenever they want to? So that, he says, aval haloivesh peyanochris machmas shekiriach roisho, because he's bald, sheyochel hasir b'chol eishir, so he could take the toupee off and on whenever he wants to. It's not permanently there. In this case, yaniach tefillin shorosh below bracha. You should put them on. It doesn't want to be embarrassed, so he puts it on without a bracha, because she ava levesa, when he gets home to his privacy of his own home, yazer sapeya ve'aniach tefillin bivracha. Then he should put them on with a bracha. So you see the sensitivity of the posek, not to this person with their covet abrius, they don't want to, take off the toupee, so then they can put the tefillin on, again, without a bracha, because it would be a real chatzitza, because it's temporary, it's not supposed to be there. And then just put him on in the privacy of his own home. Okay, Emir Tashem, we will pick it up with Sif Hei.